Welcome to the second part of Module 2. And in this part, I will go over the ALL formula, A-L-L. Years ago, I created a three-step process, which I called the ALL formula. And I already mentioned this in a previous Module 2. The A stands for allow. The first L stands for listen. And the last L stands for love. And today we're going to start with the A for allowing. In my experience, allowing is the antidote to resisting. And I'll show you the power of allowing and how that naturally loosens the grip of resistance. You know, we've talked about that in the first part of this module, the resistance, the saying no. So by allowing, you help, it's like opening up a tight fist into an open hand of allowing. And it frees up your energy to focus on what you do want. You liberate the energy that is locked in the grip of resistance. It's all energy. So I hope this helps you understand why you even need to learn to allow and make space for what you really want. It's simply because you've been resisting it most of your life, as we've talked a lot about already. And you may agree that this seems a little strange when you look at it square in the eyes, just like that. Because, I mean, how did we learn to do the opposite of being who we are? How, here's the word how again, how did you learn to resist what you want? What motivates you to say no to what you deeply long for? And how did you learn to say no to yourself and turn away from yourself, doubt yourself, neglect yourself, disown yourself, ignore yourself? How did you learn that? And how did you learn to say yes when you mean no? And how did you come to say no when you mean yes? Can you see how you've created a split inside of you? And I know it is crazy, and we're going to change that today. When you really look at it like this, you have to admit, like, that's not right. Something is wrong here. And I'm going to help you experience what happens when you allow what you've been unconsciously resisting or maybe have conveniently turned away from. That's the A of the ALL formula. And we will be looking at the two L's in the future modules. But they all go together. It's one formula. So by allowing, that's how you start trusting your body's wisdom, by making space for it to come up to your awareness and for you to turn your awareness towards it instead of suppressing it or turning away. It's right there. And your body wisdom is really the best teacher that you will ever need. Your inner teacher may be very different from anybody else's. And we're not here to be like anybody else. We are here to become ourselves under all the rubble of where we have tried to be somebody else than we really are. So you're going to start turning inward to your inner teacher by allowing your experience And then the next step is where you're going to learn to listen to it. Well, let's stop for a moment and get curious about this old pattern. Because when you stop and wonder about it, you have to agree that it makes absolutely no sense to keep doing it, right? And I want you to really feel that inside. I want you to, and if you don't agree, that's fine. But if you do agree, let yourself feel this realization and this insight or this obviousness right now, then where we're pointing it out like this. Just like, let yourself feel the impact of seeing what you've been doing to yourself your whole life. See, it makes no sense. And when something doesn't make sense, we can also call it nonsense. And me personally, I'm here to put a stop to nonsense. I'm here to say enough. And I'm totally passionate about helping you break through this barrier too. And this passion that I feel to doing it, that lives as a huge yes inside of me. I want to just point that out as an example. It lives as this, yes, and I really, that's what I'm here for, at least right now. And I'm following that big yes. I want to help others break through that barrier so they can get in touch with themselves and start listening and saying yes to themselves. So that's why I'm doing what I'm doing. I love helping women, although I certainly help men too, but my focus right now, and it could change, but right now the yes is really supporting women to turn back inside and deeply listen to what they want, who they are, and open up the floodgates. And then let your inner out. It's one little step at a time, but it's a step in the right direction this time. It's not moving away from it, even though maybe a little step. If you keep moving away from yourself, you end up way, way far away from yourself. And that's why you're not finding fulfillment and peace and happiness in your life. But when you start taking these steps in the right direction, that's how you will reach your goal. It's just one step at a time. And the goal itself is actually taking the steps. Because every step towards yourself, you are embracing and becoming more of who you are. And you are the goal. In the end, at the end of the gold pot, or the end of the rainbow, you are there as the gold pot. You are the goal. The pot of gold is you. So I want to ask you, from what you've heard me say so far, if you can begin to recognize a sense of resisting yourself. Maybe at a very deep unconscious level. And just, again, for you to just dip in and do a little check-in, you know, instead of just listening to this recording here, just really follow it in your own inner experience. So you can start becoming conscious of what has been unconscious. And we can't make it all conscious in one big swoop. We just allow one layer at a time. Because certain things, they may be too unconscious that it's not even possible to become aware of it yet. But then there's all the layers that are on top of it and around it. Those you start with. And until now, you may have accepted that, put this in quotes, this is just how it is, right? Unquote. This is just how it is. Without ever questioning it. That's how most of us live in this trance, this unconscious default trance. And then here I am, right, asking you to question it. Like, what? I've never questioned that before. But let's question it together. Let's look at this together and unravel this together. We've all been our own worst enemies without really knowing it. We haven't questioned it. So let's question it now. Question it for yourself. Do you even know that you're silently saying no to yourself? Do you know that? Are you more aware of it now? Can you see how you have done that? Well, you've been saying no to yourself, to what you want, no to your feelings, your fears, your dreams, your needs, your longings. Are you even aware that you may still be silently pushing away the sensations and feelings in your body that don't feel good? Do you know that you have been doing it? And when you know that you have been doing that, can you start getting curious about how? I can come up with a little example here. For instance, when you feel anxious, do you push your anxiety away? Or do you turn away from it? Maybe you distract yourself. That's how you turn away from it. There's many ways that you either push it aside, push it down, resist it, right? We do that by tensing up, by not breathing so deeply. There's many ways. But you can also look at, do you turn towards it? Maybe you are already doing it. Do you get curious about it? And maybe you're doing more of that right now just by listening to this. And can you say yes to it so that you can finally listen to it? It's like first you have to turn towards it and open up to it, and then you can listen to it and find out, what is my body and my being and my soul really trying to tell me here? Now, asking why this is also may just help you accept this craziness, and that it's not your fault. Right, and I think there is a lot of value in that. So that will help the mind relax a little bit when you can see, oh, we're all doing this. That's certainly helped me seeing bigger pictures. Then the mind can relax a little bit. And then the next step is the how. How do you do it? How do you do it? Because it's finding your unique way of doing it. And that's where you can start transforming it. If I told you how I have been resisting myself, you might relate to it. But you need to find out how you have been doing it and probably still are. And I do think that examples can be very helpful where we can see, oh, now I see. That's what I've been doing, and it can be very helpful to hear other people's experiences so we can start relating to it in our own way. But again, just to understand more of the why, when you see that this resistance, this no to your feelings and your pain, your fears, your wants, your desires, it is simply a conditioned response in our society, in our world, that we have all fallen for. And it's it can go so, so deep that you can actually live a whole lifetime without even knowing it. And that is what most people do in the world. And that's why I feel very passionate about sharing what I'm sharing here, because that has helped me wake up of my trance, at least to the extent that I'm aware of now. There's probably still a lot that is in the process of unfolding, and I just receive it as it comes because I always have my eye on the inner, so I can become aware of the unfolding and the expansion of me and make myself available for that. It reminds me of a friend of mine, and I think I want to just share this little story with you about a friend. You know, she's been on this path of awakening and healing and you know, consciousness, meditation for many, many years. Very conscious, loving, wonderful being. And not too long ago, while she was doing some deep inner work in a process she was in, she became conscious of one of those patterns. And I'll share with you what the pattern is because I think we can all relate to it. And by sharing it, like when we hear about others, I'm hoping that that will help you catch yourself maybe sooner and easier because now you can recognize it. So here's what happened, what she shared with me. She realized that at a very unconscious level, her whole life, she'd been thinking, feeling, believing that she doesn't matter. That was an underlying energy or atmosphere that colored everything she thought, felt, believed, did. Anything. It's like this, it's like, you know, this color paint had been thrown over her, so everything that she experienced was through this color. And it was quite a shock for her to unravel this because she had never really known it consciously like she does now. And unconsciously, it had run her whole life. This belief that I don't matter, it had literally colored everything she did as if it were true. And then, you know, when these unconscious patterns become conscious, as it did with her, she said that she couldn't say that she didn't know it, but somehow she had accepted it as the truth, right? It was just how it was. I just don't matter. And this is just how it is. You don't question that when you just know that this is how it is. It's like, well, the sky is blue. I don't need to question that. Or water is wet. I don't need to question that. So that's how it was. I don't matter. That's just how it is. So you can see if this one relates to you, I could certainly relate to that very much in the past, not really anymore, maybe a little flavor coming by once in a while, but I don't really feel the truth of it anymore, so I don't give it my attention anymore. But this is probably how most of us function throughout our life. We don't even know what we're doing to ourselves. Dare I say it, 24/7, all day long, every day. And my friend shared with me that after she'd realized that on a very deep felt sense level, this was not a head thing, this was in her body, she felt it. And she felt what she'd been doing unconsciously her whole life. Then she could see that everything she did or said or felt or heard or experienced, that all went through this filter of, I don't matter. And she said that now she noticed it in everything she does. She says, in the way I prepare my food, I do it quickly because I don't matter. And then she's doing her dishes very rushed because I don't matter. And when she engages with people, she energetically pulls back from them because I don't matter, right? And that's how it goes in everything. And that's why it's so hard to see it, because it colors every part of your life experience. And this is what we all do, totally unconscious, totally in everything we do and say and think and feel and experience. Is it any wonder that it is hard to crack that pattern, right? How do you crack the pattern that water is wet, right? It's kind of that close to home. And somehow, when that becomes conscious, it's like waking up from a dream, or maybe we should say a nightmare. And you didn't even know you were in that nightmare. So when you wake up like that, it can be a little bit shocking, truly. It's like, oh my goodness, that's what I've been living as if it's the truth. So the shocking part, it's great. It needs to be there. That's a real wake-up call, right? But it's also deeply transforming if you don't take it as a criticism or a judging or something to make yourself wrong. But if you just say it, to receive it as a welcoming gift for you to start living in a new way and to start transforming. And now, of course, my friend is in the process of making changes because unconsciously she's not resisting that pattern anymore. It's still going to take some time, right? Because there's many layers and it's colored every part of her life. And we all do this. This is not something exceptional for my friend. We all do it. I do it. You do it. Everybody does it. And really, there's nothing more helpful than an extra pair of eyes from someone who can help you see it in yourself. Just like my friend, she was in a process where she got help to see it. Because all these years, she was not able to see it herself. And usually others can see it clearly about us anyway, right? Unless they're equally identified with this behavior. But mostly you can't see it in yourself. And that's why I'm offering this course, to help you become aware of how you say no to yourself. How? I keep stressing the how. That should open up your curiosity. And like I mentioned before, you start with exactly the way your life is now. Because the color that you're not seeing is coloring your life now. And by you bringing awareness to your life now, what is not fulfilling, what is not working, what is not satisfying for you, what is not working for you, and what you may have accepted as this is just how it is. That's when you start finding out the color that you are seeing your life through. And you just stay curious to what you are saying yes to, but don't really want, right? So you're basically saying yes to what you don't want, which is saying no to yourself. It's saying no to what you do want. And you may really want to say no to it, but you don't know how, because you haven't really learned that. The color that you live your life through doesn't include instructions to how to say no to what you don't want. Maybe you don't want to rock the boat. Maybe you believe you can't have it. And here's a big one for us women. Maybe you're afraid that it's selfish to want that. That's the color of your unconscious behavior that makes you unhappy. Of course, there's many more reasons, and this module and the whole program, that is for you to find out your color, your reasons, your beliefs, your feelings, so you can change them, so they're not running your life unconsciously anymore. So remember, we do this one layer at a time, and you can only start with the outer layer of what you're consciously aware of now. Not tomorrow, not a year from now, not how you would like it to be, but how it is right now. Maybe you become aware of some of the color. You're beginning to sense that, oh, I am experiencing life through this color that I didn't even know yet until now. That is what you are becoming consciously aware of now. And then you can include your body, which is very helpful, by the way. You become aware of your body and where the contractions and the pains, the fears, the shame, maybe anger. You just become aware where that is living in you. What parts of your body, when you breathe in, pause, pay attention, what are you experiencing in your body? You may not know what it means yet, but when you turn towards it and just allow, here's that word again, allow these feelings and sensations. You just allow them. That's enough for now. You get curious about them. You go, oh, wow. Oh. And then you open up to learning what they want, what they need, what you want, what you need, and what these parts are trying to tell you. And I know it's not natural for most of us, because somehow we've grown up in a society where it's not okay to be human with our emotions and with our vulnerabilities. It's almost like there's some kind of accepted resistance or even aggressiveness against our own vulnerability of who we are and the vulnerability of what we want deep inside, against what we say yes to, because it hasn't been accepted in the past, so we thought it was not okay. And again, let's just take a pause here, take a breath, and notice if you resonate with what I'm sharing here. Do you resonate with this lack of acceptance of your feelings and your vulnerability? Most of us try to push them away because we feel shame about having those feelings or wanting these things. And shame, I would say that might be one of the biggest barriers to yourself. But for today, I really want you to become aware of this pattern of resistance. And if you find any of these things that I have shared here, please write them down so that they will not slip back into the unconscious again. We want to make them conscious, and we want to keep them conscious. As far as I know, having done this work, in myself for many, many years, and then with all the people, my clients that I've worked with, this is where you can start moving from a no to yourself to a yes to yourself by really making space for all your feelings, all your vulnerabilities, and start listening, being curious, meet them with kindness, with love, with unconditional acceptance. And that is very difficult for us to do on our own in the beginning. So if you need help, please reach out. When you do, when you start moving from saying no to yourself and saying yes to yourself, that's when your life will change. And in my experience, to be honest with you, I think it's the only way that you can change, because then you bring all of yourself on board. And we will talk more about in the future modules, because it's very important to bring all of us on board, because we need all of us, all parts of us. Now, back to the vulnerability. If you wonder why it is that you may be afraid to be vulnerable, be yourself, and be just acknowledge what you want, I think that if we trace that back far enough, maybe all the way back to the hunter-gatherers, the time of the hunter-gatherers, they couldn't really afford to be vulnerable, because for them, in those days, that meant death, and I mean physical death. And I think that still lives in our limbic brain, in our DNA, in our nervous system, in our chakras. I believe we've taken this with us in our genes, and it's been transferred into our emotions. And today, we're often more terrified to be emotionally vulnerable and undefended than being physically vulnerable. Because we've learned to hide our feelings out of fear of being shamed and undermined, called weak and selfish, right? That's all the emotional vulnerability. And this fear, it lives in your body, in your bones, your cells, your DNA, your blood, your digestive system. It lives in the gray cells in your brain. So when you want to make these changes, it's not enough just to change a thought and then you're on your way. It starts there for sure, or it's a big part of it for sure. But we need to make the changes deep down in ourselves, because that's where these behaviors live, and they run your life. It's the color that we talked about earlier. It's what colors your whole life, and you don't even know that that's happening. So you can't just make that change with your mind. But mindset plays a big role, and that's why I want you to start getting really curious about how you are resisting yourself. What are the thoughts? What are the beliefs? That's one way of finding the how. And you have to go down into your body where this no to yourself lives. And then you have to feel your way through it and love your way through it. And don't try and do this all on your own right now. I'm just giving you a few of the steps ahead. But the preparation work that we're doing here is super important. And I assume that the reason that you're here today listening to this recording is probably because somewhere inside of you, you know that you're not living in alignment with who you are and what you want out of life. And the way you know this is so is because you realize that you're not happy, right? You're lonely. You may feel empty, unfulfilled, How about disconnected and disengaged? Do you want more joy and meaning out of life on a consistent basis? Of course you do. We all do. And why wouldn't you? I mean, why would you want less out of life than that? It is actually good that you're feeling and wanting that. It's good. It's supposed to be like that because this is what is going to help you turn around and make this 180-degree UE and go towards yourself and go towards what you want. That's the only way. It is our discontent and our unhappiness that eventually stops us in our tracks and makes us wonder, like, what is this about? Is this all there is? And when you reach the bottom of the unhappiness barrel, that's when you start longing for something better, for something more expanded, more evolved. Not this limited, just getting by on all levels. No. But unfortunately, most of us have to reach the bottom before we can feel the yes for something better. And you feel that through your longing and your desire. Let me just sum this up for you. Here you are. You have a feeling or a sense of what you want. It feels vulnerable or unattainable, and then you suppress it or you resist it instead of feeling it, instead of making space for it, instead of listening to it, and instead of eventually acting on it and following it out into your life. Then you're resisting this inner force of the divine desire. Remember that word? I talked about it in the first module. The desire, meaning from the divine, from the God, from the goddess. And it takes a lot of your energy to resist such a great force. And this resistance, that is the no, that's the no that you say to this energy or this movement or this force. And that makes your body feel tense and stressed, you know. It takes a lot of energy to push this divine energy down all the time. Can you imagine? We're not just talking with a little breeze. We're talking big energy here. And then the more you suppress and resist this inner yes, this inner energy, the worse you feel. You feel unhappy, stressed, empty, scared, definitely unfulfilled, alone, isolated, and how about stuck, huh? How about stuck? All your energy goes towards resisting your natural unfolding. How can you ever feel fulfilled when you do that? But then you start compensating for this discomfort. And then you start overgiving, overpleasing. You start taking care of others more. You distract yourself. You're on Facebook all the time. You may watch TV. You're texting, you're doing things hoping to feel better. And all of the time, that which will make you feel better, the place where you're going to find the happiness, the joy, fulfillment, that is right inside of the feeling that you don't want. It's inside of this pressure inside that you're trying to resist, that you're saying no to. So it's a sad cycle like that and there's no way out. But there is also good news, because there is a way out. So don't despair. There is a way out, and you may have heard this before. The way out is in. That's where you find your answer. The way out of the pain is by turning towards the pain and allow yourself to feel it. The way out of isolation is turning towards the parts inside that feels lonely. The way out of fear and anxiety is turning towards those feelings and feel them. Have some compassion for them. Acknowledge how scared you are and listen to them. So the way out of pain and suffering is making that U-turn, making that U-E. Turn inward with a curiosity and a gentleness, an openness, kindness, so important, and a yes and a willingness to feel and to listen. You know, your feelings, the painful feelings and your vulnerability, they're not the enemy and they're not traitors. Your body is not betraying you. Your body is not betraying you. You are betraying you by turning away from your body, from your feelings, from your direct experience, moment to moment. And you know, this is actually really good news, because you are also the solution to all your problems. When you make space for all of you, the solution lies in turning towards yourself instead of away from yourself. The solution lies in saying yes to all that you are. And that I mean all that you are, every single part of you, to bring yourself back to wholeness and oneness and happiness, fullness, fulfillment. How can you ever feel fulfilled if you're excluding parts of yourself, right? Then you're not full. You have to be full of all of you to feel fulfilled. You fill yourself full with you. That's where you find fulfillment. So once you learn to say yes to the discomfort in your body, you're opening up the door for more of you to come out. And that means your dreams, your visions, your wisdom, your longing, your desire. You open the door and you release the energy of resistance. That's what keeps the door shut. And that in itself, just that movement, that next step, that feels amazing. And then when you do that, you've opened the door and the true you start coming out. And now you have this extra energy and you can put that towards creating what you want, which is already inside of you, trying to come out and take birth through and as you. And now you can do it without leaking any of that creative energy into trying to get rid of something. You go with that movement. It's like this big wave coming out of you, which is you. It's the soul of you, the energy of you. And now you go with it instead of trying to push it back and resist it. And I hope the more you look at this and the more we talk about it, the more it makes sense to you to not resist anymore. So here's all this resistance about your own humanhood, that this desire, right? The desire that's your divine expressive spark. And that has to move through your humanhood. It has to move through this to fulfill itself as you. It's you coming through. It's the part that has been hiding in the dark that wants out now. And the more you resist your own humanhood with your needs, your wants, your vulnerabilities, your warts and all, the harder it is to receive your fulfillment that already lives in your yes to you. And the more you allow all these beliefs, all these feelings and sensations, the more you allow them, remember that word allow, that's what we're talking about today. The more you allow all of these beliefs, all of these sensations, all of your experiences, then the easier it is for you to embody your divine spark. Okay, so now you know what you're up against and how to transform it. It's simply your own resistance to you. It's saying no to you. What a silly thing to do. Now, if you're feeling miserable or ashamed or unworthy and unhappy, and maybe you don't feel that you deserve to be who you are, rejoice, celebrate, because you've hit the bottom of the barrel and you're ready to come back out. So it's not like, it doesn't mean that it's never going to happen. It actually means that now it can finally happen because you've hit rock bottom and now it can only go forward. And becoming aware of all these suppressed feelings and beliefs and longings and all the things that are getting in the way of your full and natural expression, that is the very first step. It's allowing them. And you and I, together, we are going to liberate this sleeping giant, this divine spark inside of you. And we are going to do it with self-love, with unconditional self-acceptance, which is an immensely powerful tool. It changes everything. It unglues all the stuck parts. It dissolves all the contractions, all the resistances, and it opens up the door for the love that you are. You are going to say and feel yes to each layer, and we're going to do it one layer at a time, because that is a loving way to do it. You can't do more than you can do. So we do one layer at a time with allowing as one of self-love's most healing and potent tools. Doesn't that feel good? And just reminding you again what Rumi said, your task is not to seek for love, but merely to seek and find all the barriers within yourself that you have built against it. And that's exactly what we are going to do in the exercise that's coming up in the next part of this module, part 3. We are going to seek and find all the barriers that you have built against yourself. Not busting them, not burning them, not getting rid of them, but seeking them and finding them. And you do this by allowing all the yeses inside of you and all the noes. You want to liberate each one of them, one at a time, one layer at a time. So in other words, you're going to make space for all the fears, resistance, doubt, guilt, shame, concerns, that's anything that so far have stopped you from listening to what you really want. And these feelings and these beliefs are more important to you than listening to your deeper longing. I am repeating myself, aren't I? But I think little by little it's sinking in, so you really get that the resisting of yourself is not the way. And in this next part, a separate audio, I'll guide you through an exercise or a meditation. And you can go to that right after this one, or when you have time, when you have time where you can just relax and won't be disturbed. But before I do that, I want you just again to take a moment and feel again, or remember what experience you deeply long for and how important that is to you. What is it that deeply matters to you? Take a breath, close your eyes, feel your body, feel your heart. What is it that you really deeply long for and that you want to experience in this lifetime? How deeply do you want that? How deeply do you long for that? And how important is it to you to get to the other side of the shore where this future self of you lives? It's like crossing to the other side of the waters, off to the other shore. And that shore is on the other side, past all the layers and barriers that have held you back so far. How deeply do you want that? It can be a very simple thing, can be very deep and profound. It doesn't matter. Remember, it's your experience now, this moment, right here, right now. What is your deepest longing? What matters most to you right now? And what are you willing to say no to in order to get across to the other side? You may not know how to yet, but you will learn. I will take you by the hand. But what are you willing to say no to in order to get across? How strong is your yes? Let's say on a scale from 1 to 10, how much do you want to honor what you want? And you have to realize that for most people, it's more important to stay safe and familiar and to fit in, to be like other people. And that's why most people stay on this side of the shore and never reach the other side. They never leave this shore because it doesn't feel safe to leave it. So they never get past the barriers that Rumi talks about. And the shore where you find yourself right now, here and now, that is where you want to survive emotionally. Because this is where you are. You are not on the other side of the shore yet, are you? You are still here. So we need to just be curious about what is it about being here that has kept you here? How is it? What is it that has kept you here, even though you're looking across the waters to the other side and longing for something different? So just notice that. Just notice where you are now and where you want to be and how important it is for you to get there. On a scale from 1 to 10, how important is that to you? I want you to just see what shows up for you here and now without any judgment. Please, no judgment, just noticing and allowing. All you need to do is just become aware of what you most long for. And if, for whatever reason, you feel a sense of urgency right now, that staying safe or staying the same on this side of the shore is most important, please allow that. Please don't judge yourself for that, because then you are again resisting your experience. There really is a place for everything, and you're going to learn to allow it all, one layer at a time. Allowing is the great liberator. But only your here and now experience, that's all you can allow. So all you're doing here is becoming aware of your specific reasons that you're not fully living your yes, right? That's what we've been looking at today. That you have not reached the other side of the shore where your yes lives. And then we're going to look at what barriers that you have built against yourself and your yes. And again, I want to make so sure that you are not doing this to judge yourself or shoot yourself. That's not what we're doing here. It really would just be another barrier you put up. Here you're beginning to tear the barrier down, and then you raise it back up by judging the barrier. Please don't do that. You are curious. You go like, oh, wow, now I see why I am still here. There is a part of me that wants to stay safe, even though I also want to be on the other side where everything will be different. That's an allowing of an, oh, now I see. And then you breathe into that. You allow that. It's beautiful to get that awareness. It's a gift. So I really want you to go into that next exercise or that next meditation with this awareness, to really allow yourself to be right where you are. And that is the only place that you can make changes from, one layer at a time. So before you go into the meditation on the next recording, you just need to know where you are at this moment, and you can really tune into that right now and know that it's okay wherever that is. Whatever it is, it's okay, because that is your here now starting point. And you need to know what that is in order to move to the next. So this exercise is not for you to be perfect in any way. Nobody is, and we may never be perfect, and that's okay. But it is for you to learn to allow and be curious about what's been holding you back, because you need to know that. You don't need to judge it. You just need to know it. And then learn what's been getting in your way of living more in alignment with what you truly want and with you, with who you truly already are. Okay, let's take a nice breath together. And then with that awareness, when you're ready, and when you're not multitasking or in a place where you will get interrupted, find nice space where you can go and listen to the next recording about allowing and learn to start melting away all the reasons that have stopped you from being all that you are, and where you'll find the power you need to consistently say yes to you and live in alignment with all that you are.